Mr. Owens, what about you?
Well, I received a call. This was in 1964. I was living at home with my parents, and there was a call that came in from Eddie Lockjaw Davis. And my mother gave him the number of where I was in San Francisco, Oakland. I was working with Hank Crawford, and all of a sudden the telephone rings in the hotel. I answer it, and he says, this is Eddie Lockjaw Davis. Is this Jimmy Owens? I said, yeah. He says, listen, I want to know if you'd like to join the Count Basie band. We need a trumpet player. And I said, when? He says, well, actually, we need you tomorrow night. I said, unfortunately, I'm working with Hank Crawford, and we have gigs for the next 2 months. So I had to turn down that gig at that time. And then I worked with a number of people after Hank Crawford, Charles Mingus, Herbie Mann, Thad Jones, Mel Lewis. In 1965, I got married, and I decided to give up the road. So I decided to stay in New York, and I called friends who turned me on to gigs, Clark Terry, Thad Jones, Jimmy Nottingham. They all turned me on to gigs. So I stayed in New York. In 1968, I got a call again from Lockjaw. But, you know, I'm thinking, hey, you know, I'm pretty well involved with the recording situation as a studio musician in New York now. I was doing average of 5-10 dates every week. So I was pretty busy. And Lockjaw says, listen, we need a trumpet player. I said, when? He says, well, in a few days. Can you make it? Well, I said, okay. He says, but this is not for long. We just need somebody to take Sonny Cohen's place. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, what's happening with Sonny? He says, well, he had to have some work done. I think he was having dental work done or something. And he says, we figure it'll be about 1-2 months. So I went out with the Count Basie band for 1 or 2 months. My first gig was in Lenny's on the Turnpike. We did 3 nights Lenny's on the Turnpike outside of Boston, Massachusetts. Now this is the first gig with Basie, and every day I have to fly back to New York to record. I was recording with Herbie Mann at that time. I was doing a couple of recording sessions with Herbie Mann. And every day, I think the dates were at 10 o'clock, 10 to 1, something like that, at Atlantic Studios. I fly back. This is when it was cheap to fly Boston to New York, the shuttle. I think it was $24.
Round trip?
No, one way.
Oh,
one
first way. Class.
One way. So I decided to, you know, I don't even tell Basie's people or Basie about this. I fly back to New York, do the dates, turn around, take the shuttle back, and fly back to Boston. First night of the gig, the music is in terrible shape. And I think the guy's name is Gene Cole, who was playing lead trumpet.
Gene Cole.
Okay. Yeah. Who's playing lead trumpet. I'm playing whatever book Sonny was going to play, or they
the third trumpet.
Yeah. The book was in terrible shape. When I say terrible shape, so when they call, okay, we're playing 14, 26, 37, For me to find 14, I had to look through this much music.
Oh, yeah.
So I remember second time around was an arrangement that the band had, mm-hmm. and we played this. Mm-hmm. That was one of the songs that he called. I found the first song, or I should say Gene helped me find the first song in the music. And I didn't have a number of other songs, and second time around was another. I couldn't find it. So I'm looking all over through the music. Basie kicks it off. I'm still looking through the music. I mean, I have nothing to play. I have never played the arrangements. You know, this is a situation, there's no rehearsal. I tell this to my students all the time. You know, you may be called and you have to go in and read the music. Now, fortunately, I learned a lot of that from Frank, from reading his hard music in his bands.
Hard music? I don't write hard music. I write difficult music.
Oh.
Probably.
So I find second time around, I don't know if you ever played that arrangement, you know. I find it, just as the band says, whatever the ending is, ba-do, 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 bang! And I have the music. I put my horn up to my lips. And it's over, you know.
I'm going to interject there. Now, we know what Basie, well, you know what Basie was doing when he was looking. He was laughing. He was laughing all the time.
Well,
he was laughing. The new boy is digging, digging, digging. You know, and that's that personality. Yeah. Basie with,
I wasn't even looking at Basie. I was too
I know,
interested
but Basie was
in
looking
finding
at you.
The music. Yeah.
Basie was looking at you. He said, look at the new boy. He's
so that was my first night. And I did three nights like that up at Lenny's on the Turnpike. Every day commuting back and forth to New York and getting back up there in time to play the 8 o'clock concert or 9 o'clock, whatever time we hit performance. It was quite interesting. And I played a couple other concerts with him for about a month. That was the only time that I had worked with Basie. Mm-hmm. But it was a wonderful experience.
Right. Great.
I do have some other stories from that time. That's your telephone?
No, but I'm going to turn mine off.
I hope y'all turn yours off, too.